This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
A good question.
Three random questions.
Let's find out.
With Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata.
One, two, three.
On The Fan.
I will three random questions for you as always on this Wednesday at 11:40. Number one, we're talking about this a little bit on the morning show. If you're, as it pertains to Ian Eagle and his son Noah, who are both up for Emmys.
Oh, they are? They are. Did not know that. Okay, good for them.
As a dad,
yeah.
Who would you be rooting for? Yourself or your son to win that elusive Emmy?
That's not even close. My son or my daughter. Daddy's already got one. Daddy's good.
All right, well, what
I'm just kidding. I do have one, but no. Yeah. Anything for my children at this point. I want them to be better than me in everything.
You know, I was thinking the same thing, and I know I was reading about it. I didn't actually hear the segment. I thought it'd be a fun thing to talk about. Uh-huh. First of all, it's a cool honor.
Yeah.
Imagine that, to both be in the same category, being nominated for an Emmy, father and son.
Yeah, it's like the Griffies or something like that.
Yeah, I mean, that is
phenomenal.
Insane. Like,
yeah.
I wish that would happen with my daughter one day.
It might.
Yes, well, whatever.
Maybe.
I mean,
you might.
By that point, I'll either be dead or retired, I would think. You got a long way to go. I mean, Sammy's only four.
Uh-huh.
She'll be four next week, actually. But, and I'm, what, I'm 45.
You got time.
Is it even realistically a possibility? Let's
age wise for you? Yeah, she can get one in her 20s, early mid 20s.
So let's say 25 years. Let's say 20 years.
She'll be almost 25.
24-year-old, there's no chance. She's got
no chance. Yeah. Who knows?
It'd probably take 25 years minimum.
Well, Noah's young.
That is true. But remember,
the difference is Noah's daddy's actually a star.
Correct.
You're not.
Right.
That's just teasing. And by the way, that's not a shot at
That's exactly right. She'd have to.
She'd have to grind a little more, you're saying.
Yeah. Well, she wouldn't. I had to. But let's see, 25 years from now, if she were to be as successful as Daddy on TV to potentially win an Emmy, which, by the way, I'm looking for another one. I mean, enough of this Bill Pito winning. I got to get number two up there.
Bill Pito, strays here.
But I'm with you. I don't even think it's a debate. So they were having a conversation. I'm not sure. Bill Pito's beat me twice in a row here.
Oh, is that? I didn't know that. It was that personal. I mean, I see him on MSG.
Yeah,
I see
him with. He does a great job. Nice guy.
He's good guys. Good guys. Been around. He's been there for a long time.
And it's not a longevity award.
No. Oh, here we go.
Come on.
Now,
an ability award.
He does the. Does he do the range? Does he do the range? I'd see him with the Knicks. He does everything, right?
He does the MSG 150.
That's a good job.
Yeah, great job.
Well,
he
got up again.
2 years in a row, he's going to beat me for it? I mean, have you watched Baseball Night in New York? Emmy real people? Anyway, I need a second one. I have a space for it planned out and everything. I've been waiting for it.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully get nominated. Anyway. I don't even think it's a question. You got to root for your kid.
Of course. There's no doubt about it. Somebody asked me the other day, maybe, I don't know, if your son's drafted by the Red Sox. I'm the biggest Red Sox fan in the world.
Yankees, right.
Forget about the Yankees at that point. It's all about the kids.
Here's the one part of it. You and I are looking at it through a lens of a parent of a young child.
Correct.
If Colt were to come up and be...
My daughter.
Okay, well, whatever.
Don't leave her
just
around.
Using Colt because he's the closest to that age.
I got you.
You know, 30 years old.
Mm-hmm.
You really want him to one up Daddy?
Like, I do. I want him to two up Daddy.
See,
yeah, I do.
I don't know. If
I really
there.
Do. I swear to God, I mean that with every. every energy and everything in my body, no question.
There could be.
That's really why I do what I do.
Yeah.
So that they will have a chance to, and I'm not just talking about in sports, to really have that chance. Like, that means more to me than anything.
Oh, yeah, not me. I do it because I love to do it. I've always wanted to do this. You're on your own. Daddy was on his own.
We already got one, though.
No, I know. But I'm talking about if I'm eyeing, potentially the thought process could be, all right, little bro, like, got to keep you in your place. I'm the legend.
He is in his place.
I made you.
It's true.
I made you. I paved the way.
True.
You're now reaping. You're good.
Yeah, he's good, man.
But
he's good.
I'm daddy. I'm me. I'm Iron Eagle, the star.
I'm sure he's aware of that.
So maybe, all right, me too, but maybe there's a part of that, like, hey, maybe next time, young fella. You know what I'm saying?
He would have a little fun with it. Yeah. You're in the golf cart. You know, you make it the turn. I listen. Yeah, you play for, all right, well, talk some smack. That's fine. But I can promise you, Noah didn't call the championship game the other night. Daddy did.
I understand that. But then Noah starts to, maybe he wins an Emmy. He's like, hey, Dad, look at what I got. Now you start to be like, all right, got to put you back in your place, son. You know what I'm saying?
Man, you are twisted sometimes.
That was number one. Number two, and I saw this from the Post. If you were dating a girl that was rich, would you feel, like, rich beyond belief, would you feel obligated to still buy her the engagement ring?
1,000%, man. Is that even a question?
Yeah.
For you?
Why not?
That's the manly thing to do.
Well, manly thing. What do we mean? We want all equality, right? Everything's all equal now. Manly thing to do.
Equality.
If she's rich beyond belief, and I'm, scuffling to try to get however much you think you want to pay. Like, if she says, well, I want this type of ring. I don't know, throw a number out. $50,000.
I'd say like a 3-carat ring. That's probably about $50,000. Because I remember what I got, and I didn't get a small one. Okay. So
you went over $50,000?
I didn't go over. I got almost 3 carats.
Well, what are we looking at roughly?
I'm not going to give you the number on the air. I will say this.
Over 20?
I'm not going to give you the number on the air, but I will say this.
I was under, for the record.
Okay. Now,
What do you think this is here? I mean, come on.
We actually got the ring from, now again, she's from Dallas.
Yeah.
You know this.
Yeah.
She used to sell for ESPN. Mm-hmm. She was very successful in the sales industry. Her biggest client was a jeweler in Dallas that outfitted Tony Romo. Remember when Tony Romo was with Jessica Simpson?
Yeah, how could I forget?
Well, yeah, you're a Jessica Simpson fan?
Oh, yeah.
Huge?
Yeah.
Really?
Newlyweds, Dukes of Hazzard.
Dukes. I got you there. But anyway, she her biggest client had the biggest jewelry store in Dallas, and I went to him. So I definitely got a bit of a deal.
Mm.
Not enough of a deal where Daddy didn't take a massive hit.
Yeah.
And it was absolutely the biggest purchase of my life, but I dropped a lot on it. But anyway, to get the question right.
Like, the story comes from, there was an article in the Post where a kid's dating this girl who's rich, and he's taking...
Again, how rich?
He's taking crap. I don't know.
Rich or wealthy?
He's taking crap because he's saying because she's rich, she should,
Well, I mean, this guy, girl.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Backbone, dude. I mean,
If you don't have it, you don't have it. You want to get married, it should be more about than just finances and buying the ring.
I agree with that.
If she wants a certain kind. Here's what I would say. If I'm him in this spot, I'd be like, look, honey, I love you. I want to get married to you. I will get you the ring that I can afford to get you.
Yeah.
If you want a different ring outside of my spending realm, then that's on you.
Nah, dude, you can't. I mean, come on, Sal.
What do you mean you can't?
She's going to contribute to her own ring?
Oh. If she wants, otherwise she takes the one that I get her. What do you mean?
Well, we don't know that she would turn it down. So a couple of things. How old is he? Age matters. If he's 25 or is he 40? How old is she?
I think younger. So let's say 25.
That's a tough spot. When I was 25, I didn't have a pot to paint.
Okay.
So forget it. I could barely get the bar tab, let alone get a diamond ring.
Maybe you agree to take out a loan or something. Be like, all right, is this the one you want? Yeah, sure. I'll pay that back in 50 years.
You're missing the biggest point, dude. You take a loan no matter where you can get it on the street and get hit with a heavy point system like Tony. And
did you take out a loan?
No, I didn't. Okay. No, I'm saying you could.
Say, I didn't know
I didn't. No, I didn't.
Cash for that thing.
I
finally built up some savings and 100%. Now this.
Now it's gone.
At that point.
No, I know. It was a big dent. But the point is that if you give it to her and she says yes, that means you're married. And if she's truly as affluent as you're telling me that she is, you're going to reap the reward. So suck it up on the front end. You're living like a king on the back end.
Yeah, good point. It's an easy
transaction.
Although if you do get divorced, then that could lead to some issues as well.
As long as she doesn't have a prenup, which she might.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, make sure she does.
All right, last one for you. And this is kind of opposite. This is a personal thing here. This is kind of opposite of the way we were talking about collecting money. Remember we had some fun with Moose and you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure.
So,
well, you were making fun of Moose, is what you were doing.
No, I was not making fun of Moose. I was speaking accurately on that.
Yeah.
All right, so we have, Certapro is going to be doing some work
at our house. Painting. I hear the spots all the time.
Right,
yeah.
So I had a colorist, this girl, Trish, who's great. She, when we first did painting, come to our house, whatever. And she advised us on what color, because I don't know, like, whatever.
No, that's my wife will pick it up.
Yeah, paint it black.
I have no idea.
All right, so my wife.
Paint
whatever,
it black? You're painting it black?
Some of the trim we're doing outside
the house. Oh, I see what you're saying, okay.
So Trish recommended some colors. Like, it's not just black. There's multiple.
I got you.
Okay. So as she's giving me the advice, this is all through text, and sending these colors, and I'm telling her what we need to do. Then I follow up with, okay, let me know how much I owe you for your time. Invoice.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That was once. Nothing back. Second time we're having the conversation. Hey, Trish, we're going to go with this color. Thanks again. Let me know, send me the invoice. Let me know how much. Not, again, ignoring it.
Okay.
Three times I have followed up with Trish, the colorist. And not once has she said, sent an invoice, said how much I owe her, nothing. At what point do I just say, all right.
See, Trish,
yeah,
I tried.
Mean, well, but
I think you're at that point.
I mean, but I got to pay, no?
You do what? Well, first of all, I don't know the arrangement that you have with Serta. You guys have a relationship now.
Well, she's not from Serta.
Oh, she's not from Serta.
Trish is separate. Serta
okay,
Pro is doing
that.
Their thing.
That might change my opinion.
No, Trish is independent.
So she's a consultant.
Yes.
It can't be how long, what kind of work, how many different color schemes that she gave?
Like,
what kind
of
work did she put in?
It's not a major thing. And she did work for us before, but still.
Oh, okay.
What's fair is fair. She took time to come up with this
100%. And what's fair is fair. You tried to do the right thing, not once, but twice, and maybe a third time. I think the onus is on her. I mean, it seems like you really, truly, I mean, no, I'm not kidding.
She's
like,
just
it seems like you tried
it.
To do the right thing.
I said twice, she answers the color stuff. Oh, yeah, great, blah, 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 let me know. And I'm like, okay, well, where do I send the, invoice? Let me know how I pay you.
Were you rude to her? Maybe she's
not at all.
Just get away from this guy.
Not at all. She's been great. No.
Sure.
So one more follow-up at least. Before I
you've
move
made
on.
Two or three.
You know, I got these things on my to-do list that I want to move on from.
You've given her two or
at
three.
At least two.
All right. If it's going to make you feel better, fine. Now, when you follow up, what do you write? Is it the same? Do you copy and paste, or do you say,
hey, Trish,
I really need to, I want to do the right thing. I appreciate the work.
I want to get this off my to-do list.
And if she doesn't respond to that,
how much do I owe you?
Sucker.
Yeah. BTSL. Oh, the fan.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.